This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. Studying with you, as we have been for the past several times, a lesson based upon the words of Jesus recorded in Matthew chapter 5, verse 47. And if you salute your brethren only, what do you more than others? Do not even the publicans so? Here Jesus is saying that a person who would follow him must live a life above the ordinary. What do you more than others? That question suggests that you ought to be doing more than others. And as we closed last time and had not had time to quite finish the point, we were noting that the 6th point that we have studied in living the excelling life is to recognize that each life, each and every human life, has both limitation and opportunity. And we had compared it to the idea or the analogy of life is like a landscaping job, with each one of us being given a plot of ground to develop. Every plot of ground has some limitation, but it also has opportunity. Some land has perhaps too many hills, some too many rocks, some too many holes or rivers or creeks, but it also has opportunity, and so it is with every human life. Every one of us has limitations, but every one of us has special talents and ability. There are some men who are wonderful mechanics but cannot do very much in the literary arts. There are others who are great in the so-called literary arts but are not any good at mechanics. But let none look down their noses at the other because of it. Each life has opportunity. Your life has opportunity as well as limitation. I recall reading of a mother who said to her child once, "I have given you life with all of its opportunities. Now stop complaining about your limitations and do something with that life." My friends, that was great advice which this mother has given to this child. And so it ought to be to every one of us. Let us stop complaining about our limitations. Let us learn to recognize every obstacle, every problem in life is really a challenge and an opportunity. A 7th element involved in the living of the excellent life is this. You must recognize that you must get yourself off of your hands. That is, I simply mean by that you should not live a life of being self-centered. Now, when we're very small children, it's natural for us to be self-centered. 2 little children, let's say about 2 or 3 years of age, each will be wanting all of the ice cream or all of the candy, or at least the biggest piece of pie, or the most ice cream or the most candy, the most chewing gum. They want to be first place in everything. Now, as we grow into maturity, we grow or ought to grow outside of ourselves. But I'm afraid it's the case that some of us do not, and I'm sure that none of us grows to the maturity to the extent that we ought to do. As we grow older, we ought to grow into a greater interest in other people, and above all, to a greater interest in God and His work. I recall reading one time someone said about a woman named Edith, that Edith was a little country bounded on the north, south, east, and west by Edith. I wonder how many of us today who may be listening to this broadcast, including your speaker, is bounded by that kind of thing. How many of us are bounded on all sides by ourselves? If we do find ourselves in that condition, it's certainly something we should recognize, admit, confess, pray God to forgive us, and to get ourselves out of it. We must learn to live in balance for ourselves and for others. The Bible teaches that we should love God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and we should love our neighbor as ourselves. Notice, we're to love God and we're to love our neighbor, and we also are to love ourselves. But we're not to love ourselves in the fashion of putting ourselves first. Matthew chapter 22, verses 34 to 40. We must lose ourselves in the work of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, friends, it's been good to have you with us today. Our time is gone for our lesson for this time. But I certainly hope and pray you'll be with us next time, and until then, may the Lord bless and keep you, is my prayer.